there was a tree growing on top of his shoulder. Billy had two big kids for eyes, with a cliff or a jaw that would blow up and down. And whenever it did, he'd puff out some dust. And hand on the shoulder, hand on the shoulder, hand on the shoulder, hand on the shoulder. Now one day, a man in a checkered suit drove up in a big Lincoln Continental. And he laid a huge bulging envelope right at the corner of Billy the Mountain, right where his foot was supposed to be. Now Billy the Mountain, he couldn't believe it. All those postcards he'd posed for all of these years, and finally now, at last, his royalties. Oh. Checkered suit. Well, without his car, he went screaming off into the desert at sunset. All the way to Rosamond to get a beer and tell everybody there, including Ronnie Cook, what had happened to his car.
Echoing through the canyons of your mind. There's a Howard Johnson's. Wanna eat some clams? The first noteworthy piece of real estate they destroyed was Edwards Air Force Base.
And to this very day, wing nuts and data reduction clerks alike speak in reverent whispers about that fateful night when test stand number one and the rocket sled itself got lunched by a famous mountain and his small wooden wife.
Goodbye to Las Vegas.
Just into the KTTV news service. Undeniably links this mountain and his wife to drug abuse and payoffs as part of a San Joaquin Valley smut ring. However, we can assure parents in the Southern California area that a recent narcotics crackdown in Torrance, Hawthorne, and Lomita will provide the secret evidence the Palmdale grand jury has needed to seek a criminal indictment and pave the way for stiffer legislation, increased federal aid, and avert a crippling strike of bartenders and veterinarians throughout the Inland Empire. But it is this reporter's opinion that Ethel is a former communist.
Within the week, Jerry Lewis had hosted a telethon.
La, 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 nice lady.
To raise funds for the injured, and homeless.
Homeless.
It's Denver.
As Billy had just leveled it.
Billy caused a
on my papa
in the earth's crust right over the secret underground dumps where they keep the
pools of old poison gas. And obsolete germ bombs
just as a freak tornado cruised through.
Over vast stretches of
the Midwest. Now, it was about this time, I think it was right outside of Columbus, Ohio, that Billy got his notice to report for his induction physical. Now, believe me, Ethel said she wasn't going to let him go.
I'm not going to let you go, Billy.
And George Putnam, the right-wing creepo fascist pig newscaster from Los Angeles, said,
"Take it away, George Putnam, the right-wing fascist radical creepo pig newscaster from Los Angeles."
We now have confirmed reports from an informed Orange County minister that Ethel is still an active communist. And it's this reporter's opinion that she also practices witchcraft.
It was about this time that the telephone rang in the secret briefcase belonging to the one mortal man who might be able to stop all of this senseless destruction and save America herself.
Now some men say he looked like Felix Pappalardi.
Felix Pappalardi.
Still others say, bullshit, man.
Bullshit, man.
He was just born next to the frozen beef pies at Christina's. Still others say, again. He was just a crazy Italian who drove a red car. You see, it was hard to tell. Nobody knew for sure. He was so mysterious. Oh, yes, he was. He was so mysterious. He was so mysterious.
Person, or if he has a son named Pinocchio, or what?
Some men say he could fly, some men say he could swim, others say he could sing like Neil Sedaka, and all the girls in country would be amazed of him.
Two, three,
amazed of him.
Tired, Nancy.
Right. January. February. 1975, 1986, March 1914,
so when the phone rang,
thank you,
in the secret briefcase,
thank you,
a strong masculine hand with a wristwatch.
Answered in a deep, calmly assured voice.
Yes, this is he. What? A mountain with a tree growing off of his shoulder? You're full of shit, man. What? Are you sure? Well, all right. Let me write this down then. Sort of take a few notes here. To New York, causing untold destruction?
Yes, he could dance. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Studebaker Hawk dancing lesson and cosmic prayer for guidance, featuring Ainsley Dunbar.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey!
Right hand from the heart.
Professional.
Left hand from the heart.
Exquisite.
Right hand from the heart.
Homunculus.
Left hand from the left shoulder to the heart.
Twirly, 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 twirly.
Hey!
There were a number of very peculiar rumors circulating about Studebaker Hawk recently. Consider, if you will, the rumors that have spread that he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
Say he could write the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pin.
still maintain the fact.
Look out!
He was born next to the frozen beef pies. And that was the main influence on him.
Boldly springing into action, he phoned his wife,
who ran a modeling school, whereupon she... He ran around the back of Gimbel's to see if he could find some big, unused cardboard boxes. After which, he hit up Gristini's for some Kaiser broiler foil, some Aunt Jemima syrup, and a pair of blunt scissors.
Yes, and in the parking lot across the street from the 15th Avenue Hotel, in between a pair of customized trucks, where nobody was looking, he cut out a pair of really, really nice wings, and he covered them thoroughly with foil. 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 Thoroughly with foil.
Took those wings and wedged one under each of his powerful arms and sneaked into a telephone booth.
He closed the door and he pulled down his gray denim bus driver top hat, and he spread even amounts of Aunt Jemima syrup all over the inside of his legs right underneath his boxer print shorts.
The booth was filling with flies. He held open the legs of his boxer shorts so they could all get in.
Yes! And when each and every one of those little cocksucking flies had got into his boxer shorts and was lapping up all that good Aunt Jemima syrup, he bent over and he put his head between his legs. And he said to those little flies in a clear, impressive,
he might play dirty. He's home.
We join Studebaker Hawk standing on the edge of Billy the Mountain's mouth.
Billy? I've come to reason with you. Our great country needs you in the armed forces. Why, it's all fair and square, the lottery, you know. Your number came up. You can't go on running like this forever.
Ethel shook her twigs angrily. But Studebaker Hawk, unperturbed, continued.
Listen, you
communist son of a bitch.
You better get your ass down there for your fucking physical,
or I'll see to it that you get used for filtered in some impending New Jersey marsh reclamation. And your girlfriend here will wind up disguised as a series of brooms, primitive ironing boards, or a doghouse. Get the
picture?
Billy just laughed.
If they think they're going to draft me, they're crazy.
Now, you'll remember that Studebaker Hawk was standing on the edge of Billy's mouth, so that when he laughed, he lost his balance and unfortunately fell screaming 200 feet into the rubble below.
You Carnaby cutie, let's hear another set. Which only goes to prove
a mountain is some.
Coming to our concert. Good night.